This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are trying to identify three shooters who were involved in the deadly mass shooting in Gray's Ferry. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, police released surveillance video showing the gunman firing away and ducking for cover.
This is doorbell camera footage from a front porch on South Edding Street. All these people are laying low down on the porch, trying to avoid the bullets that are flying their way. And among those people are three shooters who are blasting away at others not seen on video who are shooting at them. Police believe a switch was used, and that's why there was all this rapid fire. There are 140 or so pieces of ballistic evidence that police marked at the scene yesterday. 12 people were hit, and the three victims who died have been identified as 19-year-old Jason Reese, 23-year-old Zahir Wiley, and 24-year-old Azir Harris. Harris's father spoke with NBC 10.
Taking him away took my whole family. We live it, but we all, a piece of us is missing.
Harris had been in a wheelchair because he was paralyzed in a shooting that happened 7 years ago, and after that he became an advocate for victims of gun violence.
And I told him, I said, you're special, man. Tell everybody your story.
And Harris did that until his life was cut short, and his father is now carrying his message, especially to young people.
Put the guns down, man. That's all I can say. Put the guns down, man.
At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A 33-year-old who held up his father's severed head in a YouTube video as he called on his supporters to overthrow the federal government is on trial on murder and terrorism charges in Bucks County. Justin Moen's defense attorney declined to give an opening statement. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports from Doylestown.
Prosecutors played the video Justin Moen posted on YouTube hours after they say he killed his father in the bathroom of their Upper Orchard Drive home in Levittown on January 30th, 2024.
This is the head of Mike Moen, a federal employee of over 20 years, and my father.
In the nearly 15-minute video, Moen says he killed his father because he worked for the Army Corps of Engineers, calling on members of Moen's militia to rise up against the federal government, offering bounties of $1 million for a list of government officials. Moen's mother testified about coming home from work to what prosecutors describe as a scene straight out of a horror movie. She described her husband of nearly 40 years as a loving, involved father who only wanted the best for his children, including Justin. Moen was taken into custody on the grounds of the Pennsylvania National Guard base in Fort Indiantown Gap, where he said he was trying to gain support in his fight against the federal government. On cross-examination, the detective said they found no evidence Moen had any followers or any money to pay the bounties. In Doylestown, Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in New Jersey have arrested a man in a road rage shooting that landed a 68-year-old school safety officer in the hospital more than a week ago. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
Philly police have announced that on Saturday, authorities in Paramus, New Jersey, arrested 28-year-old 38-year-old Ariza Jian Steban in connection with an early morning shooting last Sunday. Around 1:45 on June 29th, police say the driver of a white Kia Sportage pointed a gun at the driver of a black Dodge pickup on I-95 as part of a road rage argument. A chase ensued that brought the two drivers to Columbus Boulevard near Dave & Buster's in Old City. At that time, a school safety officer had just finished his shift. Police say he was in a marked public safety vehicle when the drivers flagged him down, potentially believing he was a Philly police officer. According to officials, when the officer tried to intervene, the Kia driver shot him in the face and torso. The suspect was last seen driving that car minutes later, eastbound on Girard. Jian Steban faces charges in Philadelphia following his extradition from New Jersey. The school safety officer was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Officials say he's a retired PPD officer, but they have not identified him. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia officials back to the negotiating table with its striking blue-collar workers union. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the union says it's offering a new proposal.
District Council 33's most recent offer was a three-year contract with 5% raises every year, down from 20% over 4 years. But President Greg Boulware says he's adjusted that for the new negotiating session.
We are still in that neighborhood. I would rather not disclose it because the city has not received our counterproposal yet.
The city's last offer was for 8.75% over 3 years. As the strike ends its first week, both sides appear ready to hold out for what they want. AFSCME International President Lee Saunders visited a picket line in Port Richmond, pledging financial support to help workers get through the work stoppage.
If people think we're just going to walk away and this is over with, that ain't happening.
The city is struggling to manage the 2,000 tons of trash a day pouring into collection centers. Clean and Green Commissioner Carlton Williams urged residents to use dumpsters at the sites.
When bags are placed outside the dumpsters, they cause major delays and additional complications.
Williams says businesses trying to use the centers face $5,000 fines, and police have already made an arrest. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.